Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
How's your mic?
I did not make it out to the microphone store yesterday, so I'm going to be dealing with this again today. So bear with me if you can handle that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday. We're delighted to have you all with us. And my level of sleep deprivation is slowly but surely reaching new heights. He teased us with daylight savings time, the little guy with like a 6:45 and then maybe even a 7:15 awakening time. And this morning it was officially... I turned in at about 11:30 last night, and I was awakened at 5:30 a.m. today by the little man who is now for Donuts with Dad. Donuts with Dad at the school, and he had a wonderful morning. I had a wonderful morning. But as I told the boys before the show started today, I'm a crisp boy. Crispy.
Do you think there is any chance he will revert back to the proper sleep pattern? Because daylight savings, it was like the flip of a switch and all of a sudden things were right.
All I know, Rob, is I'm gonna handle it because I have no choice but to handle it. Oscar,
I don't want to really throw salt on the wound, but what is Carla doing?
She was with me. She volunteered at the school today.
Okay.
And she was with me for Donuts for Dad.
No, this morning.
How did she get past the...
this morning at 5:30. Yes. Let me tell you how it rolls.
Yeah. Tell me how it rolls.
More often than not, when he is up at the crack of dawn, I'm not someone... I think I'm like a lot of guys. I'm not someone where, the awakening takes place and I slide back into slumber. I don't pull that. If I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah.
So Carla, on the other hand, can drift back for a little bit. And Carla got probably another 45 minutes to an hour of shut eye, and she
When
I'm up, I'm up.
Then that's a body thing.
When I'm up, I'm normally up, like feeling good. Today, because maybe it caught up with me. Today, I was literally in a coma. He was climbing on me like a set of monkey bars at 5:30 in the morning, and I was absolute. My eyes were closed. My head was back on the chair, and I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, what do you want me to say? Daddy, I want to see my Legos. Bring them out and put them on the cocktail. Let me see.
Yeah.
And then it got me time to get to Donuts for Dad and get all showered up and try to put on my I might have a real job outfit to go in there.
What
and,
did you wear?
The other dad. I wore a dress, Rob.
A smart dress.
I wore a sundress. That's
with microphone print.
What was that?
With microphone prints all over them.
Microphone prints. No, it was actually prints of an ATM, and I told them that I was a teller at the bank.
Wouldn't it be great if we all had patterned shirts based on what we did for a living?
To identify it?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you had the guys, you had the dads there that had the real jobs, and they come in, and they've got a shirt and tie. And they're not, this is Florida, so they're not faking it like a lot of people back in Virginia do. These dads, if they're wearing a shirt and tie, they're going to work.
Do they come in like Randall in This Is Us, the guy who works securities?
Yeah, very,
really
very
intense.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Yes, super. No, they were nice guys. It's just not a lot of conversation. And then the delightful older lady, Janet, that has taught my son in preschool, says, well, it's always so nice when all the dads and the grandfathers come in. And there's some dads in there. I said, and isn't it even nicer when the dad that looks like a grandfather comes in? And silence. Silence. I said, oh, sorry. I thought there might be some shred of a sense of humor in this room.
Now we understand the mood. You didn't have a good audience this morning, Mike.
No, I didn't have one. I had one good guy that I had a conversation with. That was it.
That's the when you went of, to Donuts with dip.
Look, Rob, you've done it more than I have, right?
Yep,
you've
I
done
sure it more have. Than I have many times.
When it's a dad thing, there is no interaction.
No,
there's nothing.
No,
the women are like.
You think that it looks like they all went to high school together when the women show up and then the guys show up and you all have 5 feet between you.
I'm sitting there in the playground area where they have the little restaurant set up, little kitchen thing where they're playing. And my kid's saying, here, you know, he's doing the pretend thing. Here, Daddy, here's your lunch. I said, oh, I'd like a beer. I'd like a cheeseburger, please. And he's playing with another kid. The dad is not 4 inches away from me. Okay?
Right.
Silence. And I'm as guilty.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. You know when a dad gives off the dads are all going to slay the dragon.
Right.
They are all, they've got that on the other end. And then, so at the end of the day, he wants a second donut. And I went in, and by the way, so the first donut, he has a little quarter cut donut. They have them on the little plates.
Yeah.
These little angels. And they are little angels. They're adorable. And they got the little donut cut out on the plate. And I walk in, and I'm one of the first dads there. I said, yeah, Michael, here's your donut. We sit there, and he starts gnawing on his donut. And then it's off to the playground. And he gets his little juice, and we take him out there. And you know, and the lady that runs the place comes down, and she goes, did you get the peanut-free donuts that we left out for you? And I go, what? Excuse me? Excuse me? And then I look down to see if my kid's swear. You know, I want to see if my kid looks like a snapping turtle at this point because his face is swelling up. And there doesn't seem to be any hive activity at this point. But, hey, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
After he ate the donut.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't care as much as you do, Mike.
No, I don't know. You know,
she could wear a print dress with chalkboards on it because she's a teacher.
Or the you know, the little smiley face with the bar through it.
Oh,
you know,
exactly.
The poison control face.
Oh, Mr. Yuck.
Mr. Yuck.
Which she, Mr. Yuck. But we go down and apparently I'm ahead of schedule. God forbid I'm ahead of schedule.
Right.
So I go in and there's a little form we fill out. It says, what do you call your daddy? And I said, Daddy. I fill it out for him. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I said, what is Daddy's name? And I said, it's Daddy. Once again, I said, well, I guess it's Daddy. And I look up. All right, okay. I guess that's not going to work either. Thank you, guys. Aww. Thanks a lot. And then we fill that out, and then we have a picture taken. And of course, I would like to do – this is my three-year-old's – this is his demeanor when every picture ever in the history of pictures, posed pictures, is to be taken.
Okay.
All right, say, okay, Michael, smile for the camera.
All right, Michael, we're going to take the picture now. I need you to smile for the camera. Are you ready? He goes into spasms.
Oh, no.
The head goes down. He looks in any direction. Any direction away from the lens of the camera.
Robert had that phase for a while until he was about 13. We have so many posed pictures where it looks like he's trying to look over the photographer's shoulder. He looks like a dope. He's better now. He's better now.
When it comes to names, and there's a guy that lives in our neighborhood who's like a cool guy who I like a lot. And
Fonzie.
And I see him, and he's got his little daughter that goes to the same school. And I bump into him, and... you know, I realized that I probably wasn't going to initiate any real conversation when I went and I said, you know, hi, Karen's daddy.
I didn't know. But you know what? That's better than like what I do. Because you know what? I'm bad at names, too.
I'm terrible at names. Shocker, you're bad at names, Rob.
I'm
stunned at that fact. I am absolutely stunned at that fact. You remember, like, you know, what Gene Harlow wore in 1938.
Dinner at 8.
Don't remember names. Yeah.
But
names helpful to business. Name recognition, incredibly helpful to business.
But what is really bad.
I really could use you to be better at names.
But what's really bad is in a situation like that and not a business situation, but a social situation is if you go, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
and that's another.
Yeah,
that's worse.
But
than
Mike, you went. You don't. If you probably don't.
Almost 2 hours.
You made your son a priority, and most people don't do that. For example,
and the bottom line was his joy with it. That's for the kids. They absolutely. But when Rob asked me before the show, how was it? Well, it is what it is. I can't lie.
Right.
It's a long 2 hours. It's a very long.
It ain't fun.
I sorry. That's a long hour. It wasn't 2 hours. It was a long hour.
Felt like two.
It was 9 to 10. It wasn't 9 to 11.
It felt like forever for you, though.
It did. I hate to
do you remember? Man. I mean, I know
I'm
they
sorry,
didn't
I
do
feel
a
bad
lot
about saying.
At
that.
Least you went there,
and they didn't do a lot of things like donuts for dads or the often overlooked muffins for moms when I was little.
Muffin tops.
But do you remember? Muffin. Do you remember
muffin tops for moms? Hit the alarm already. We got it. We started again. There we are.
Do you remember your parents ever coming to school for anything? My parents never came to school for
all the time.
Well, no, not for discipline.
No, not to school. My mom would go to everything because she was foreign and she wanted to assimilate.
Right.
My mom was totally plugged into school. My mom was.
My father
and this is kind of sad, but when I first came to this country, Mike, and I probably should be in some of these classes still, ESOL. My
English as a second language, yes, ESL.
They would have empanadas con papá, which is basically, you know.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, my God, no. Oh,
and at empanadas con papá, my dad would be slaying the dragon, so he wouldn't think twice even about coming to school. So
sure,
my brother,
right.
My older brother, who was at the same elementary school, would be my stand-in as my dad.
Oh,
isn't that
wow.
sweet?
But he's not actually your father, right?
No. Okay.
I remember as a son, and this is why it's important, as a son it meant an awful lot. If my dad was at a Little League game, mm-hmm. at a football game, at anything, having him there was always, because I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
I think we always try to impress our dads. I think that's the way it rolls, you know, with that. And, you know, he had a great time. You know, as far as I was concerned, you know, there were, it goes two ways. I never ask. I'd love to. There may have been some grandpas that were there with Donuts for Dad. If not, I may not be completely alone in my senior citizendom father thing.
But it's a dangerous question to ask. It's almost like asking a woman, are you pregnant? Because if it's not, then you are really doomed.
Are you here for muffin tops with mom?
That's right. That's down the hall, and you're going to need to show some ID.
So the last thing that happened, this is the last thing. This is the best-dressed dad. This is the dad that looks like maybe he's going to the law firm.
Okay.
And I walk in, and it's just him and his daughter. And I sit down, and by this time, we're on our second round. He wants another donut. He gets the peanut-free allergy donut, and he's gnawing on this, and crumbs are going everywhere, and he's sitting in the corner, and there's only one other dad and daughter in there, and he's saying, his daughter's in a cute little dress, and I look over, and I say, hi, sweetie, how are you? And the dad looks up at me and looks back down.
Like,
you know, wouldn't you normally say
at least
hello? Hey, Shelly, say hello. Say hello.
Yeah. Like you're Mr. Pedophilia stopping by randomly. Why are you talking to my daughter?
And then, awkward.
And then, oh, how the demeanor changed with Daddy Dickless when Carla came in.
Oh, no.
When Carla came in.
Oh, no.
Oh, the mood in the room.
Oh,
like,
Carla.
That wasn't
did
transparent
he give her a baseball?
To me. It was just like perky, hello, how are you? You know, enjoying the donuts for dad. And conversation ensued.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, that's the way it is. She's mine. Get your grubby little four-eyed eyes on
Yeah.
her.
How dare you, you attorney.
What a jerk.
I make her laugh.
And we fought, and I fighted him. I fighted him right in the donut room. No, it was
can you
donut
write,
room!
Can you write limericks like I can?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and basically, you know, I'm not copping to that while the dads are around. You know? I'll share that with the teachers and mommies all day long what I do because I think it's kind of cool.
Yes.
But as far as the dads, you know, really, you know, I'm not going to tell them what I do for a living because I might as well stand in the middle of the room and go where do you work? Anyway, so that's it. It was
do you do birthday parties?
Grab Mr. O'Meara's big red nose and his big floppy shoes.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I didn't hear you.
I said I like the little things. The way a glass feels in your hand, a good glass, thick with a heavy base. I love the sound an ice cube makes when you drop it from just the right height. Too high and it'll chip when you drop it. Chip the ice and it'll melt too fast in the scotch. Good scotch sits in a charcoal barrel for 12 years. Very good scotch gets smoked for 29 years. Johnny Walker Blue is 60-year-old scotch.
I don't care. What happened in the room?
I'm trying to tell you what happened. Give me a sip of that. That's what I remember.
You had a drink.
I'm an alcoholic. I don't have one drink.
I don't understand people who
have one drink. I don't understand people who leave half a glass of wine on the table. I don't understand people who say they've had enough. How can you have enough of feeling like this? How can you not want to feel like this longer? My brain works differently.
You were drunk in front of Gibson?
I don't get drunk in front of people. I get drunk alone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, starring Rob Spiewak, Oscar, Santana, and Mike O'Mara. The Mike O'Mara Show begins right now.
Wow. Wow, that's fascinating. What was that clip you played?
It's from The West Wing, and it was submitted by a listener, and never have has a short clip made me so thirsty.
Is that Michael Douglas? It sounded like Michael
Douglas.
It was
not Michael Douglas.
John Spencer.
Oh, apparently.
Look at this guy.
Look at that.
Very good, Rofo. Welcome to the show live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air. Our show, a national podcast and radio show, an incredibly loyal following. We're glad to have you. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us 888-920-MORE or 888-920-6673 if you'd like to use the numbers. And you can call us anytime, although I see that the phones aren't on, Pony. I don't know what I did.
Screen. We'll reboot.
Give me a moment.
Thank you. Yeah. We got you.
Consistency is the key to a well-oiled operation. Every day, a well-oiled machine. Today's show brought to you by Caring Village. It can be physically and emotionally exhausting to provide care for an aging loved one. It can leave you stressed, worried, feeling guilty. You're not alone. There is help. The folks at CaringVillage.com are changing family caregiving. They focus on the quality of life for caregivers so they don't have to carry the burden alone all the time. When you make life simpler and less hectic for caregivers, outcomes improve for the entire family. Best of all, their app is totally free, and it lets you focus on what's important to your loved one. I cared for a loved one for a long time. Mm-hmm. My sister did even more. She would have loved to have something like this incredible website, CaringVillage.com. This app, I should say not website, it's an app.
Yeah.
It stores documents, tracks meds, and lets you coordinate with everyone involved, from friends and family to in-home care, and even doctors and specialists. And you can stay in constant touch with your loved one with a secure in-app messaging service and notifications. Stop feeling overwhelmed and get back to caring. Visit caringvillage.com/TMOS today for the free download and discover how much time and energy you will save every day. CaringVillage.com/TMOS. Got a lot of hands on deck. We got intern Mac. We got former intern Rofo. Does he qualify as a former intern, or is he still
Rofo
intern?
Is
what is your title?
I would say that he's in the space between life and death as far as TMOS is concerned.
Wow.
Right?
Very good.
I would say he's in that twilight of...
Purgatory?
Yeah, because...
Mike, he's in podcast purgatory.
Purgatory.
Because Rofo technically works with us in some capacity, right? Because he produces the Tony Perkins Show, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then he comes and uses his office space like a toilet when he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
then outside of that...
But to be fair, yes, he doesn't bring barbecue chips in the studio.
You're right.
That's true.
After you've asked him not
and
to.
And we got intern Adrian on deck, too. So we got to... Look. I'll say it. I love these guys. They're fantastic. Yep. They're all on deck, and they've all got their little quirks, and they're different. Now, I said I love them.
That is such a kind way to say what you mean.
I said I love them, but all right. Can I? You know what? I'll give you the love hate. In fact, we can call this show love hate.
This is great.
Okay,
perfect.
Because there's something that I want to get to in a minute. That's just been annoying me. That I don't think I can go any further unless I get it off.
You gotta say it, Mike. You gotta say it.
Let me get the love hate thing. So for example, I got three interns here. I can tell you what I love about them and what I hate about them. And I'll start with any interns you want.
Let's start with Diego. Diego first.
I think that's good. And also, would it be more valid to start with hate and end on love? That gives it a positive spin.
I can do whatever way you want me.
What
to
do you think, Oscar?
Okay.
It all depends. He's the host.
I think you should start with love and end with hate.
All right.
Like what I love about Diego, I love his industriousness. I love the fact that he is so into the show. I love the fact that he works his ass off and he gets things
hard
done.
Worker.
And
yes.
And I love the fact that he works. He's got a real day job, and when I say that, it's more like a night job.
Mm-hmm.
But he works really hard outside of here with his hotel work, and he brings that to the show.
I
love that. I just hate hearing him talk. Drives me nuts.
Really.
The way he mashes up the English language and the way the diction is just never going to be there, no matter what.
I
could send him to elocution lessons for a week. But the fact is, his tenacity.
Yes.
At the end of the day, by the way, I will wrap it up by saying what I love, what I hate, and then what I hate really doesn't matter because it doesn't. Because at the end, the whole package of even with the way he speaks on mic, I still think it's fun to have him on mic, and he's interesting and he's funny.
And a hard worker, wonderful storyteller.
All right, Rofo, right out of the gate, I absolutely loved Rofo's sense of humor. Rofo had a sarcasm to him that just immediately struck me and made me laugh.
He put the ass in Manassas.
He did.
Oh, absolutely. And just the way he's like sarcastic about everything and the way he'll answer a question, even if he's answering you sincerely, it's like, well, I went to McDonald's today.
Yeah,
it'll be funny the way he says that, and that's what I love about him. What I hate about him is sitting next to him at a sporting event. I don't think I will ever be able to get over that. That was I'm a large man, and I'm somebody who has a great deal of width to him as well. But Rofo takes up two states. He's actually probably thinner than I am and has less of a gut than I do. But the fact is, his shoulder width.
Yeah.
When he sits in a chair at a sporting event, at a seat in a sporting event, I want to be across the ice.
It's like arenas love him, though, because he makes everything look like a sellout.
Absolutely.
It's like sitting next to a large appliance.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I'll button it up with, he brings his personal life to the show, which he will a little bit today. I like that as well.
Good.
Then we have Intern Mac.
Mac-a-jack.
Intern Mac. What I love about Intern Mac is that he, in his own way, and this is really important to point out, he would come across as kind of a shy, wimpy kid. But in his own way, and I think you've all observed this, he is fearless. He doesn't care. He lays it out there, and he lets himself be... maybe for better or for worse. Maybe he's doing it without knowing it. Doesn't matter to me. He lays it out there, and he gives us just probably more material for the show based on his quirky world and his quirky life than anybody else.
Yes, is it fearless?
Oscar can't control himself. He has to
or
win.
Soulless.
He's fearless and soulless.
Or clueless.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, he doesn't have any of it.
Well, now, let's not pick on him because I'm giving the love.
No.
Not
at all.
The sandwich.
So the love is his quirkiness, that kind of stuff. You got to love that.
Yeah, you got to love it.
I hate his energy level. I cannot abide his...
How can you hate something that doesn't exist?
That's a zero energy level.
That's it.
Before the show, you even saw it before the show where I said, you know, come on, wake up, get with it like that. And last week, I don't know if it was a regular show or the bonus show, he let out a yawn.
Friday show. Like, yeah. It was Friday show.
A lion on the Serengeti that just unhinged his jaw and just went, and there's a yawn, and then there's the, I don't know if I can go out any longer, and that sucked.
He held his mouth open so long, I felt like I could squirt a squirt gun into it and inflate a balloon on a carnival midway. It, froze.
Precisely. So that's what I hate about the three interns, and we have to take a break and open the show.
Is it that time already?
So it's they all bring what they bring to the table, and really, you can go through Maddie. Maddie and Ashley, to be honest with you, I don't have the love-hate thing. I love
the pros.
Their work.
They are great.
And they're just fun, and they add a lot to the table, and that's it. So
we'll have new people to hate soon, Mike, because I've been invited by the radio advisor at George Mason. I'll be speaking again on April 11th,
yeah,
I think.
The pipeline continues.
To a production class. We've got a great, great connection with George Mason, so I want to say hi to Roger over there.
Here's what's great, and we say this all the time when we talk about our interns, but it is unquestionably one of the most rewarding and pleasant parts of my job is that to have these kids around, and then the fact that we continue relationships and we have old interns that from 15 years ago that come back and say hi. I love that.
Also,
some of them are here every day.
Mike, you mentioned you mentioned the rings around these planets that are our interns, right?
Yes,
so think about
absolutely.
I do believe Rofo looks more like a planet than a ring.
One of
Uranus. Sorry. You mentioned planets, you got to say Uranus.
So last week I receive a text
post Friday show. He says, and it's more business from Pony saying, this is done. We'll work on this weekend. And by the way, remind me to ask, to tell you briefly, or remind you to ask Rofo next time he's in about his girlfriend.
Oh, you know what? I got looped in on the text too, and you were slow to reply because you were actually flying.
I was on a plane.
So that night, you know, it was like Friday night, and I get, and I pick up my phone, and it's just Oscar saying, bah ha 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 ha. It was the most delayed bah ha 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 ever, but it was a very solid topic.
Once I mentioned the love thing where Rofo has this wonderful, quirky, lovely relationship with his girlfriend, which I want to explore in great detail.
If you watch Girls, and, you know what we're talking about.
I want to talk to him about that, but just while we're on the love-hate thing, I want to just get this off my chest, and we'll take a break.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we come back, it's just a little quirk that Rob has. We've discussed it before, but it seems to be getting a little bit worse.
And oh, no.
I will be honest with you. Yesterday, I was... We'll talk about it.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Sounds great.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Front sound.
We'll do this when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's almost the weekend, and Saturday means Rob Radio. This week, we celebrate the merry Mr. Chuck Berry. We examine his music, his disciples. We even have his newest single. Check it out. Come on and sample some of that rock and roll music. It has a backbeat. You can't lose it. Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on 97.1 FM in the Delmarva and 971thewave.com worldwide. I can play rock and roll music just like I'm ringing a bell. It's Rob Radio.
Rob Spiewak.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's.
Harry's.
Man, my favorite part of the day. If I'm feeling sleepy, if I'm dragging, I jump into the shower and I have my little shower mirror, and I love my Harry's razor so much, and you will too. Here's the great thing about Harry's. Not only do they offer you their razor at a much, much more reasonable price, half the price of drugstore blades, but the Harry's experience is just better.
Yeah.
So when you get a better price and better quality, I will tell you, you want to thank Jeff and Andy, the guys that started Harry's, and they were tired of the razor ripoffs. They're incredible because they take less profit and there's no middleman, and blades are $2 a pop compared to the $4 or more you pay at a drugstore. I love Harry's. You will too. If you haven't gotten the Harry's experience, do it today. When you order a Harry's razor, you get a comfortable handle that feels amazing in your hand, 5 precision blades, a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for travel. Harry's is so sure that you are going to love their shave, like I do every morning, they want you to try their product for free. I said it, free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have an exercise that I would urge. No, I'm not going to do that. I was going to say, listen to the bonus show and count how many times Rob has the last word on the bonus show. Look. We've said that I just had to get it off of my chest today how you had mentioned way back when that you were your teachers in like high school and middle school, you drove them nuts. I think I got it yesterday.
It actually began mostly in fourth grade. I remember my teacher was the aptly named like Mrs. Weary. That was her name.
She was weary of the last word. Was it a last word thing back then, too?
I think that you can probably draw a correlation between last wording and speaking out in class. And I was the worst at it.
Here it is. Mm-hmm. No one will, at least not in my presence, no one can argue the comedy that comes out of Rob Spiewak is Rob cracks us all up, and he's an extremely funny guy. You also, when someone says something, whether it's Oscar, whether it's me, whether it's an intern, I yesterday, it just, for some reason, it was like when you ended everything with just another joke, just another line, just another, it was like throwing needles at me yesterday. They began to physically hurt yesterday when you were doing that.
You're asking for is our listeners to do an external audit of what is going on the bonus show.
I'm not going to put him through that. I know, because really,
hard numbers, please.
Because I don't discount
statistics
the fact that it might just
do not lie.
It might just be me.
No, Mike, I reflected on
yesterday
it.
Yesterday, and when it's the bonus show, which you do the show prep for, you prep the bonus shows, and I think you're proprietary when you do the bonus show, which means you do it more on the bonus show. And look, it's not that the lines aren't funny. Sometimes they're funny, like sometimes we're all funny, but it seems like it's gotten worse.
Would love
it's gotten
the
worse.
Firm of Affleck Moody to please audit what is going on the
Affleck
program.
Moody. Double blank.
Affleck Moody, right. Patterson, and Sternberg, right. Attorneys now, at law.
Now I hesitate to do this because I just wanted to get this off my chest, but that's just a quirk you have that drives me nuts. We did it with the interns. Give me one that drives you, and I want pure honesty here, and it can
top
be
of
my,
your head.
My,
do it.
my surly attitude all the way down.
No,
to,
it's not that. It's know, I think
what drives you nuts that I do on the show.
On the show, I think, and it's not a quirk as much as it is a necessary evil of your job. I think sometimes you are so busy thinking a step ahead, which is what you do,
that I don't listen to what somebody says.
That sometimes stuff is missed and sometimes opportunities are missed. And you know what? I don't think that's
cop to that.
It doesn't drive me
1,000%.
Crazy as much as I think it's disappointing because I think sometimes we don't get all the juice out of the fruit. That's all.
Right.
But you know, I think
what
after,
about Oscar? What about
well,
tell me. Me
well
mine,
he's an
give
asshole.
Mine for Oscar. Mine for
oh,
Oscar,
you jerks.
Mine for Oscar is sometimes when Oscar is not engaged in the discussion, mm-hmm. he will scowl. He won't just sit there.
Oh, I have a resting bitch there. Face. Yes,
it was. You have a resting bitch face that yeah. drives
it's hereditary.
Me nuts. And I think of this, even though it's more of a radio program, I think of this because we do a live stream, because we have video.
Keep
I
me
think
off
of this
camera.
As,
yeah. Make him like
that's
the neighbor on Home Improvement, which
yes.
is behind a fence. For Oscar, you accuse me of this, but I think Oscar, when he does it, is much more intense of it. He is a kick them when they're down type guy. He oh, yeah. really loves to jump in and really, you know, the guy has already got cancer, so he shoots him in the face. It's just he really, really emphasizes points at sometimes. And also, he will bring in things that are not necessarily germane to the conversation just
I'm
to
sorry.
Make situations worse. But this is confusing to
me. He's
making
me laugh right now and nobody in the real world knows how. So that's it.
This
yes,
is confusing to me in that it is great for the show, but it can be very, very
sorry.
Annoying.
I have to gather myself.
That's
Let
fine.
Me just gather myself.
What did he text you about me?
He just took a picture of you. That's what he did. I'm sorry.
Can I just ask you about your pants? Yes.
What? What about him?
Oh, God.
This is too much for him. I don't want to pile on.
No, it's
what
fine.
You have to say exactly what you said about Oscar again because I missed
it. He actually
he
just
sent me this picture of you with your pants.
Yeah.
And that's what,
the pants right so, up when I sit down. I apologize.
That's fine. That's yeah. fine. I'd be the same way.
And you know what? They're chosen way. For this place because not many people get to see that unless someone takes a photo and sends it using the internet.
How do we keep this trifecta together? It's the best trifecta I've ever worked with. I swear to God, I have more fun. What were you saying?
Well,
I want to pay attention.
He essentially was reaffirming what I just did. That I
it was happening while I was talking about it,
texting and distracted.
No, saying that when someone is being attacked, he will re-attack, sometimes using things that are not even appropriate to the conversation. Yeah. Like, for right. example, he could be making fun of my pants or my obesity and then
and
say,
I just did,
and
by the way, I just,
he volunteers at a talent show.
I just did what you accused me of where I wasn't paying attention to
you. But you know, but again, that's the dynamic of the show. That's how it mm-hmm. works.
Yeah.
So
you know, the thing is, though, you know, when you get on, here's the positive again. When you get on a riff, Rob, where you know you've got something, nobody knows how to take it and run with it like you do, and you do a great
job. The amputation station is a great example.
But the little throwaways where you cannot be if we're all doing shtick, you cannot be the guy.
If I can pull back
that doesn't have the last line.
If I can pull back the curtain, I actually reflected on this on my drive home last night.
Did you really?
Yes. Or last afternoon.
I
yesterday
be better
afternoon.
To bring to the show than call you.
I said, you know, and it's tough, and it's going to require a little bit of reprogramming. But we're all always growing as broadcasters.
Do you do it in real life? Do you do it at you know, in with like with your family and stuff like that?
Probably.
Okay.
Because That is, I guess, a cry for respect maybe in my home, an unanswered cry for respect. But I will make an endeavor. And you know what?
We'll
I think you brought up a valid point.
Home.
No. But it's nice to hope for. You brought up a very valid point that I think maybe because I do a little more driving on the bonus show, that might be probably part of the reason. And so the solution, and I thought about this.
It's like you want to get to your – well, no, it's not that you don't – no, we're not going to go there because you don't do that.
No.
You could, yeah, you're fine, like I'm fine, if we get to two things that you bring in or one thing.
It makes no difference to me
at
all.
It doesn't make any difference because you get it in that respect. But, I think that there's a territoriality that goes along with that. And
I need to learn to step back. And here's what's odd. You didn't ask me something about you that I admire.
Well, I didn't. Did I? Well, I've said that you're a funny guy. What is something? I'd love to hear that. I need that.
Yeah, tell him more.
Your eyes.
God bless you.
Mike, I love that. Yeah.
I get lost in them
the
every
quickest,
day.
If not the quickest broadcaster I know as far as, you know, copy, as far as writing a bit before the show, as far as taking an idea we have and then make it into what it should be broadcast ready. And mm-hmm. that blows my mind every time I see that happen. We probably don't say that enough.
All right, I'm ready for the other show.
You know, it's your rage. Your inner rage. The black hole that is your soul.
You probably are affected. You are probably affected by that more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You get to, it goes right into your tummy.
Hey,
it
listen.
It goes right into your stomach.
Hey, listen.
What did he say?
Hey, listen. Now, you see, it is so weird that we all operate, you know, in our own little spheres. And that's one of the reasons why, as a trio, we work so well. We all have what we do. I've never noticed any rage in you.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Other than that, you know, it's cool. It is what it is, and I think sometimes that
it's an honest conversation.
It is.
Did you notice yesterday? Seriously, at the end of listen to the bonus show. The bonus show's great this week. It's fine.
Fun.
I wear a mask.
It's a big ball of okay.
Yes.
It's a big ball of okay. In my humble. Did you notice at the end of the bonus show how that I have never, it's been a long time since I wanted to depart that quickly, that you know, at the end of the bonus show I just had my fill. I had had my fill. It was just
enough of,
you know,
you guys.
Yeah,
it was just,
well,
okay.
It wasn't so much Oscar, I don't think.
It was a combination.
After a quarter of a century, Mikey, I can read you, even if it's over Skype. Yeah.
I don't think I was subtle about it. I was like, yeah, goodbye. Thank you. All right. Very
well,
good.
Subtlety, another trait I think of right away with you.
No.
If
it's on my mind, it's out there. But overall, here's the thing that's great. I think the difference is what makes it fun to do.
Yeah.
If we were three people that felt the same about everything, it would be, I think, incredibly boring. There are plenty of radio shows where you hear that. We've got one down here.
That's right,
where
Jack.
The two guys,
Bob
the two
and Tom.
Guys come from the two guys that are on down here. They're talented guys.
Sure.
They're fun to listen to, but they obviously have kind of the same perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's boring.
The one thing that I cannot stand is they both love the sound of their voices.
Mm.
And that to me is you have a guy who talks like this and goes slowly, and it just, that drives me nuts. But I think we have a little diversification in our little,
you know,
Mac, what do you think about it? What's your,
are you loving this conflict in the studio?
You know what? Here's, let's do this. I might regret this till the day I die, but I'm going to do it anyway. I would like a sentence or two.
Ooh.
Of the pros and cons of, because you guys all know, you go back to your significant others and your moms. And
you
your,
rat us out.
And you talk about us. What do you like most about working with Mr. Santana?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Santana.
Oh, I really project your voice so everybody can hear you.
Thank you, Oscar. I guess I'll start.
Do you know what project means?
Yes.
Okay. Speak up,
son. All right, we're going to move over to Rofo now. And,
I know he doesn't.
Thank you,
Mac.
No, I appreciate that. We'll get back to you, though.
Hey, and before you get to Rofo, I was just handed an interesting note from intern Adrian. You know who did not get your love and hate is Pony.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have enough time for the hate.
Well, we could do the love.
All right, the love for Pony. Pony and I, and we kind of know this without it being spoken, Pony and I agree on a lot of stuff that happens in the world. Pony yes, and I have a true. Very, very similar outlook.
Both believe
on,
in climate change.
On, yeah. on the world. Yes, that's that sums it up. That yeah. that sums it up.
Both watch Jeopardy.
The thing I hate about Pony is Pony doesn't like to communicate when there's something going on. Mm-hmm. That's bad, and that's it. That's it's very simple with Pony. But no, the thing about Pony is I you know I'm somebody that probably gives Pony a hell of a lot of likes on his Facebook page when he's talking about different stuff. I enjoy that because okay. we don't do a lot of that on the show. Outside of the show, I do like that. Let's get back to it. Mac. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, please,
okay.
Mac.
Santana.
In a big boss voice.
Thing I like about Oscar
oh, look at that.
Is when I do work with him on one-on-one, despite some fights recently, we do get together well. We do work well together.
They get right. together well.
Yeah.
And what's the thing you hate about Oscar?
When we play games.
Oh. right. Yeah, he's just, a dick.
Yeah, no, we're both dicks to each other.
And you don't like that.
Is that
no, I mean,
and that's not code, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Mr. Spiewak, what do you like about
Thank
Mr. Spiewak? Go.
Rob, I just love your humor.
Very good. What do you hate about Mr. Spiewak?
Let's see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he might not have something. I really have something.
I do have to think about it for a second.
Oh, you don't. There's nothing you hate about Rob?
Something should pop to mind, I would think. I would hope.
Okay, his constant whips. At my expense.
Quips, Mike. It's my quips.
His constant quips at your expense. And
Mac, you just won me over.
You look over, and now you're looking at me, and I'm looking
hey, Mike?
At you.
That's Papa.
You go ahead. Me too.
Mike,
me. What do you like about me?
I love you.
Oh God!
I mean, he really does in that way.
Yeah, like in a lock your doorway.
Yeah,
Mom, give me 10 minutes.
Even when you raged at me in the elevator, I had a on. Wow.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. We're coming back and talking about Rofo's girlfriend. I need a palate cleanser on that.
Jeez.
That is sad. Oh, dear God.
Not great.
God. Oh, my God. I'm going to wash that off in the shower. That is nasty.
He remembers the elevator.
Oh, man. Three now minutes. The other two interns are bummed that they're not going to get their chance. How do you follow that? You don't. We'll take a break, and we'll come back talking about Rofo's love life right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Friday, everybody. New Orleans, a major United States port and the largest city and metropolitan area in the state of Louisiana. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you the tickets for our live show in November in the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana, are going fast. And as Rob Spiewak likes to say, laissez les bon temps ruler. And that means let the good times roll in Creole. So make sure you get on your horse and go to the Mike O'Mara Show website and click on the banner for our live TMOS show on November 4th at the House of Blues. Get on it, and we'll see you there. Hey, that's nice and tight. Like that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon. Every time you hit up the TMOS website or our app, you know we're going to be there for you. You just hit play and boom, we are there. We spent a lot of time tweaking and making that better for you. Now we need you to be there for us. You see, on that website and on that app, you can access Amazon.com with just a simple click. Doesn't change a thing, but when you shop through Amazon, if you do it, you help the show. Chances are you bought something from Amazon in the past month and you're about to do it again. Am I right? Am I right?
Right.
So if you access Amazon through our site or app, you can still shop Amazon like normal. Everything is the same, but we get a small taste of whatever you spend there. Remember, it's going to cost you nothing more, but it means an incredible amount to the Mike O'Mara Show. So if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, and you know you will, please access it via TMOS. It's so important to remember that for us. And you know what? I know a lot of you do, but a lot of you don't. Please remember
to
do that. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, and thank you for being there for us. By the way, there are a lot of people that do the exact same thing we're doing. It's an industry standard for Amazon. So we have to remind you to do it through the Mike O'Mara show. Please. It really, really, really helps. Welcome back to the show, I thought that was quite cleansing, that last segment. And glad we got that out of the way, even though I'm still feeling a little creepy. Anyway,
my suggestion to you is next time take the stairs.
Take the stairs. Amen, brother. Rofo, glad to have you back in the studio, my friend. How is your world?
My world's going great. Have a nice setup with my girlfriend. Still living together. Things are doing well.
You're very much in love, and we are all happy for you. And, you know, we've had very frank discussions about your love life, and now you are shacking up together.
That's right. We have been for some time.
Has any, you haven't popped the question yet, have you?
We're not going to, stop right there. We don't need to get into that.
Okay, so there, now you say we don't, is that, would that constitute a sore subject, or?
Well, she is, putting on the full court press.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
She thinks she's in the red zone with Rofo. Rofo's, no, we're at the 50-yard line.
Yeah. You know what? I will tell you, I'm with you on this one, Rofo, and I would urge you, if you do have any issues, Mr. Santana, you can avail yourself of him to Rofo anytime, night or day. Right?
Pros and cons.
He can call you if he feels like he's getting close. You know, you have one too many Budweisers and you're thinking you're feeling lovey-dovey, call Oscar.
Yes.
He'll talk you up.
Or Zales is having a sale, call me.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's it. So everything... Zales. You know, Rob, you alluded to the fact, you hit me to the fact that there was a new development in the Rofo world.
Is right? Mike, what it is we have talked in the past of their physical relationship and their the great chemistry they share. But today's topic is finances.
Finances. Yeah. Finances are the root of any relationship, Mike, as you know. Mm-hmm. Finances also are the root for all divorces. Because if you...
I would say more of the path to divorce is path with finances than getting together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because initially...
Yeah, well, you can really argue... couples argue about money an awful lot.
All the time, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And at times could really lay a foundation for your future on how you start that financial conversation, whether it's how you pay the bills or who's responsible for what or how you were going to make your way through life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually, Carla and I have taken the last few weeks of, basically trying to cut the cord from credit cards a little bit. And we're actually, you know, kind of like laying out cash. And when you kind of give yourself a set amount, it changes the way you look at things. That little piece of plastic's one of the most dangerous things you can throw around.
You forget it's money.
Yeah.
You completely forget it's money and it doesn't seem real. So we do that. But finances are very important to any relationship. You got to be aware of
Mike,
that.
I actually did that briefly as a younger man in my 20s. I completely disregarded and was really living off credit cards to get through this radio business, right?
Right, because
You have to for a while, but it came to a head in my mid-20s where I realized, oh my God, I have to consolidate all these cards because unless I do, there's never going to be a way for me to get my life together, right?
Get out. From
swimming
under,
upstream.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have to hit that reset button at any time. And the reason why we're bringing this up, and I'm bringing this up with Rofo, is like right now, your 20s will set the tone for your future. If it's going well and you keep an eye on bills, that's awesome. If it's not, then it really could impact you in the long run.
Right.
You know, I'm all about personal responsibility, and I believe in that. But the fact is, when you really break it down, and I'm thinking about it, this is off the top of my head right now. When you really break it down, there are other industries. We regulate industries that pour toxins and pollutants into the water or into the air. We regulate that. But when you really get right down to it and you think the concept of, let's use as an example, a credit card that offers a 0% interest rate for
a year.
That is 6 months to a year. Well, you know, you see them all the time. They all have different things.
Damn,
that
son.
Is really,
damn,
is
Daniel.
Is that not just kind of a... You know,
it's
a
honeypot.
Business,
it's a honeypot.
World.
Yeah,
it's a
they
big
know.
Business.
Oh, they
it's
know, they
clickbait.
Have
an, it's loan a, trap. Yeah. And you know what else?
It's loan shark.
They're gonna get
you. You wake up after you've got this
money
reasonable payment, and you wake up one day and it's triple or double or quadruple, and then you're behind the eight ball.
They're not using lube anymore.
That's right.
It's terrible.
Nearly as bad as that is a credit card that will say, and you'll get miles.
And that's crap. Crap.
And
I've
never met anyone that's ever been able to really cash in on miles.
Well, you have to travel first.
But I'm talking
all live
about
in Leesburg and don't go anywhere.
You see, that's him again.
He did it to you again. He did what you hate.
Are you aware that I know people outside of Leesburg?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
you are?
I'm just saying. I know people
that
use
miles. Yeah, I know
what
you're saying.
They work. Yeah. You just got to use them right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something where...
Thanks for your help, pal.
You know, we get protections, right? Society gets protections. And look, I once again, I understand personal responsibility. But that is, when you give people the opportunity to charge far more than they require, to give someone, to loan someone money because you happen to have the money, I think
also,
that ought to be illegal.
Mike,
I think that really ought to be illegal. This, really
the, and for a little more context, and we're going to get to you, Rofo, and if we have to push back Oscar, Oscar's take, that's fine, because I really want to get to the subject matter. The
I
idea...
push back Oscar's take. Oscar's I wrote the take. Goddamn
okay,
thing.
Okay, goddamn it. Fine.
It, a lot of time.
I'll say this, briefly. The first time I put it...
Does that mean he hates doing Oscar?
No, I love it. I love it.
He likes steering the show. He's got he's got some control and he likes
our
it.
Show.
We want to push back.
Our
Rofo.
Show.
We'll
show.
Our
yeah, show. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. I put the air conditioning
We're
system.
Not canceling the audio vault.
I put... Well... Buzz Burbank over here. I wrote it. Now
the,
I have to read it.
Sounds
I have to get home and walk my cat.
So this AC unit is the first time I put something on credit card in forever, right? And
right.
I remember when I applied for the mortgage and I went through a credit check, which was it went swimmingly. The one ding that the Equifax said is that you don't have enough debt on credit cards. And I said,
yeah.
How is that a ding?
That's how they rate you.
I had to get out of it
in
my late
20s. If you get a new credit card, you don't blow up the other one because that'll screw you.
Right.
It's a big,
and it goes back. It goes back 60 years.
Confusing system of conjuring, and that's how they get you.
Yeah, you know? True enough.
I mean, I've got credit card debt that... that I did on a one of those zero, rolled it over.
Sure.
And, and I'm old and I've saved money. And, I've got money that I've got in a savings account that I don't want to touch and I don't want to use it for credit card debt. But I'm not averse to, getting a line of credit at a regular, reasonable rate that's never going to be exorbitant. But this whole 18, 19, 20% crap, to me, that
that's pawn
be,
shop rates.
Look.
Exactly.
I have my eyes open.
Chumley.
I am aware of it. I am able to qualify for a loan. There are tons of people that can never
Chumley.
Consolidate
because yeah.
they can't get the loan to consolidate. So they're on the treadmill for the rest of their life.
Mathematically,
the
it doesn't
they,
work. It does not work.
And they can never get rid of it.
No.
It's stunning.
You've got to win a lottery to do it.
But it won't be regulated because it makes people too much money, and that's the way it goes.
Which brings us back to Rofo.
Robert Ford.
Money. That's what
right.
is the deal with the money?
What's
what is
the story?
The
well, Mike, as you're cutting the cord on credit cards, I'm getting
yes.
into them.
That's good. He said it with such excitement. You know, now would also be a great time if you have a moment to start smoking. There's a lot of good habits you can pick up.
Now, what is your credit thing? What are you doing? What are you doing with credit? Are you spending a lot of money on credit cards?
Well, no. What I'm doing is I'm using the credit cards and cashing in on the cash back for bonuses.
Oh, my God. What you so you're getting the cash advance on your credit cards?
Whoa. That's not what I said. I said what I'm doing is I'm using credit cards that have a bonus
incentive. What the hell
incentives.
Was that outburst about? What the
cash
was that
advance.
What you were saying?
Well, I'm not doing a cash advance.
Do you know that you're yelling into the
yeah,
microphone?
Yeah, you really. This
is,
you remember
Can
when
you
we
turn
did?
Up his headphones so
yeah,
he knows what volume
is
level
off.
He's at?
His microphone is
no,
off.
No, it's not
is
his there... microphone. It's Rofo's right. headphone level.
Okay, that's a little better.
Okay, now you don't have to yell. Relax, all right? Just talk like a regular adult.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do CPR.
So what are you doing with your credit cards?
So I've applied to several credit cards, and I now... And what I'm doing is I have different cards for different kinds of expenses to maximize what I can earn with them in the bonus categories.
Yes. Can you cite an example?
So, for example, I have an Amex card that gives me 6% cash back on groceries and 3% back on gas.
Mm-hmm. You strictly use that card for gas and groceries.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And then I have a couple other cards that have rotating categories every quarter. Yes.
How many credit cards do you have?
Active.
I've got six.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
And your age?
What? I'm 26. Oh,
it's too many, and it's a wrong age.
You have six credit cards going?
Yeah.
Are you carrying a lot of debt on these credit cards?
Well, you see, the thing is, I was able to get credit cards that have a 0% introductory interest rate.
I'm aware of that. I was just talking about it. What you're talking about.
So right now, there's no interest. So there's a small balance on each one, but it will be paid off by the time that intro rate ends.
And you're planning on that, and you're actually you're,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
budgeting accordingly.
Game plan.
Well, that's
yeah.
not. Does your mom know how soon she has to mail the check?
No, she's not into
okay,
that.
Okay, good, good, good.
Have you purchased any goodies or big ticket items on these credit cards?
Yeah, splurge
chocolates.
Well, not
goodies like, you know, a TV or something.
Well,
like that,
not me, but.
Hold on. Mm. Does the young lady in question have access to your credit cards?
Well, when I started getting all these cards and started cashing in all these advantages that they gave me, she got a little jealous. She tried to get one and she didn't have any credit. So right. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'll make you an authorized user.
Oh!
On one of these cards.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And help you
no.
out.
What? No. No, 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 no. No, that's dangerous. You're not even like, you know, you're not married.
How old are you both again?
I'm 26 and she is 23.
Remember when she hit you?
Thank you, Rob. I wasn't going to go there, but I appreciate it.
Right, but I mean, this is yes. something when someone hits you, don't give them access to your finances because they're going to
cards?
Hit you again.
Is she an authorized user?
Just how the many one. Is she an just authorized? The one.
What, all right. Which brand?
It is a Capital One card.
Oh. What's in your wallet?
What's in, what's
nothing.
In my girlfriend's hand.
Okay, so wow. you've got a Capital One card.
Yes.
That's now in her name and your name.
Well, it's in my name, and she has a card with her name on it, but it's still tied to my account.
Okay, a tall tale side of anybody's spending habits is what's on their credit card.
Exactly.
Bill, right?
Telltale. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Damn it, tall tale. Mike, what happened is Babe the Blue Ox yes. went into a grocery store.
Okay, all right. I get it. It's a telltale side.
You jerks.
It's like the telltale, the tall tale heart. Okay, great poem.
Paul Bunyan bought a TV.
Good story. Rofo, has she abused the privilege?
Well, it started off, she was actually really responsible with it. She would always say, hey, I'd
like... Get closer to the microphone and speak quieter.
She would always say that I would like to purchase this thing. Here's some cash. Can you put it on the card?
Cash up front.
Cash up front.
Yes.
I was okay with that because then your boy was getting his rewards
for
not having to do any of the work.
Ever refer to yourself as
your boy. Your doughboy, maybe.
What has she done with it? Let's do a dollar figure. How much is she into one of these credit cards for?
Well, it's constantly rotating because what she's now doing
I'm asking for a total of goods and services and cash. What do you think she spent on the credit card for herself?
For herself, I would say it's a few thousand
dollars.
That's a few is so vague.
But I would say that she's probably only behind, you know, maybe
in her payments.
Like, by like 200 to 300.
Okay. So she owes you money, basically.
Right.
And so that's 500, easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So for a while, she was doing pretty good. She was giving cash up front.
She was keeping up with her payments.
Right. And then that kind of morphed into... I'll write you a check at the end of the month, and then we'll be square.
Okay, I don't want to make this ugly, but I have a question.
Yes.
At any point, did she offer services in lieu of goods?
Oh, no, that's disgusting. No.
Because, you know, that's
don't
illegal.
That's
their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Come
their
on.
Boyfriend, girlfriend. So she's
did
now.
Did she touch your toes?
She's overextending herself a little bit. Is that the gist of this?
Which is a ZJ.
Recently. She has now gone into the category of it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
That's a strong way to start a relationship.
On some what I would call pretty extravagant purchases. One
Give
that
me
we
one
don't
example
need.
Of them.
One is, I would say about a month ago, she decided that it would be a fun idea for us to go to this Great Gatsby party that they're hosting over at the National Cathedral.
Okay, that would be Gatsby. Not Gatsby.
Oh, Gatsby party.
If you pay with credit, you don't have. It's Gatsby.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, sort Rob, of a one-off.
You,
yeah.
Rob, you picture them walking in the door for that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Talking about a perfect look for a party like that.
I do believe he is dressed as the lighthouse.
How much did that set you back, the Great Gatsby party that you knew you didn't know?
Yeah, no business going to.
Well, you see, there's a lot of different ticket packages you could buy for this Great Gatsby party.
How much is the one she bought?
She bought the VIP package.
Naturally.
Which was how much?
$140.
Oh,
each or for two of you?
For two.
For two, okay.
It's a lot of money in
the
world.
What was the nicest thing about, did you have to get all dressed up for the party?
A lot of money in my world.
Well, we haven't gone yet because she...
Oh, you haven't gone yet.
It's in May.
Ah, May.
I want pictures.
But there's you guys don't sit around and say, man, The Great Gatsby's such a great book. You're not like fan. It's just where did she find something like this?
She likes The Great Gatsby. She saw some kind of event floating around Facebook. She saw Great Gatsby in the title. Her brain turned off, and then she just bought the tickets.
So and it's something that's more money than you need to be spending right now.
Yes. And there's no...
You guys don't even have cars.
No, we don't.
give me another example. Is there one other example besides the Great Gatsby party?
Yeah, when I was up in New York with the Tony Perkins show...
Yes, at Caroline's Comedy
Club. That's right.
Yeah, when you're up there to steal the microphone.
And I was at Gary Stein's house waiting to come back to the D.C. area.
Now, were you in the sex room?
No, I was in the second den.
Oh, Hi.
My robe fell open.
50 Shades of Grey hair. go ahead.
I got a text from her that said, hey, I just want you to know I bought a treadmill for the dog.
Jesus.
Holy. What? A treadmill for the dog? Like an electric, like plug into the wall treadmill for the dog?
Well, they make dog treadmills, but that was too expensive. So she just got a really rinky-dink person treadmill that only has like a weight limit of 200 pounds.
Oh, my.
So you won't be using it?
That's right. I won't be using it.
Okay.
How much did that set you back?
That was about $280.
Oh, my. For the dog?
For the dog.
Do you know what's so great about this dog story?
I would be taking Mrs. O'Mara to the airport over that. That is an egregious
thing. It caused a natural, real-life occurrence of you doing a Tony Soprano what? You went, what?
What? A treadmill for the dog?
Oh, my God.
Because the dog is a puppy. She has a lot of energy.
Right.
And we don't have, a nice fenced-in yard in our little postage stamp of a townhouse basement.
Sure.
Right. And, or postage stamp, yeah.
Yeah. And, she thought it would be a great idea, and she decided to pull the trigger before even talking about it.
Do you have a length of rope and a sidewalk?
Hold on, with your credit card, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh.
She bought it with her money, but because of that,
she can't pay you back on your credit card.
She can't pay me back for the credit card. So essentially,
we fighting regularly about money now?
Yeah, it comes up fairly often.
If you were to say have the fight, the mega fight, if that was to go down right now, and you said I'm out of here, how much is she into you for right now? You mentioned thousands. Is it thousands?
No, it's not thousands. That's just as much as she has spent. But she's also paid back a significant amount of that.
So she's paid back enough of it where you wouldn't get burned.
Right, right. I would say it'd be close to 500.
Is everything all right? Are we having problems?
No, we're just working on his level. That's it.
I would say close to
500. Well, he's done anyway. Wow. You know what? I got the solution. Dumper. That's it. Dumper.
Well, look, Rofel, can I add this?
Yes, please.
Briefly?
Yes.
You got to get her off with your card right now.
Immediately.
Well, the good thing is...
There's no good thing.
Well, she applied to one on her own, and she got accepted with this credit that I gave her.
Oh, that's good. More family debt.
That doesn't matter.
Right. But now, so she's off of my... She's going to be off of my
card. Okay, I'm telling you, do it now. Just rip off the Band-Aid, because what you're creating is a scenario where you're just going to resent her because she owes you $2,000 to $1,000. Right?
Right. Right.
Your love life's still good, though? Everything good in the bedroom?
She's not cheating on you still, is
no,
she?
No, it's doing well. It's doing
That's
well.
Good. Now, has the All dog right. been named an authorized user as well?
he loves so hard, and mm-hmm. he just wants to help. He wants to save her. Yeah. You can't save her, man.
No.
But,
once milk goes bad.
Don't make any rash decision until you get the Gatsby pictures back, because I want to see that. That's
please.
We're going to take a break when we come back on
selfish,
the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is selfish.
I know. It's terrible. We will have Oscar's take. It's a good one this week, even though you wanted to quit on it. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to Nerdist?
Do you listen to WTF?
Do you listen to Serial?
Do you listen to Big O and Dukes?
We won't be talking about any of those shows, but what will we be talking about, Brett?
We'll be talking about all the shows on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And we'll feature a lot of entertainment. This isn't your Marcus's OmeraCast.
Featuring Gary Stein.
Featuring Gary Stein. Download today and listen on the newly updated TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love my texture. You're going to love your texture, too. It seems like we need magazines now more than ever for moments of information, inspiration, and comic relief. That's why we need Texture more than ever. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture gives you access to every magazine you desire. Every one of them. They're all, over 200 magazines.
Everything.
For less than a few individual subscriptions. Plus, the convenience of electronic access, no clutter, and it looks great on my tablet. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. That's texture.com/TMOS.
News.
Oh, wrong. I hit the wrong thing. Sorry about that. Hit the music. There we are. Sorry. My mistake. I apologize. And now it's time for Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Mike.
Ray, Oscar, renters are now outnumbering buyers in real estate markets in most large cities in the United States. More and more, it says here, Americans are renting rather than owning homes in large U.S. cities, according to an analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau data by Bloomberg. 52 of the U.S.'s 100 largest cities now have more renters than buyers, and that number will only grow. This is for you because I know you are a buyer, Oscar. In all things, you're a buyer, not
yes.
a renter.
Yes,
absolutely. Gentlemen and TMOS family, thank you for your time. Listen to me now. When I say that the opportunity to buy is just as great as the opportunity to rent, I'm completely lying because I'll say this, that buying is within reach. Rates right now have never been lower, and if you really think about it, even if you're at a 4.55 rate as far as your APR and what you're going to pay on your mortgage, remember when our parents suffered through the Reaganomics years? We all suffered through that when they were excited to have a 12% rate, right? Think about that.
Yes.
Like my dad, I remember he refinanced for 11%. He was like, guys, family, we're gonna have a little more money because I'm at 11%.
The money is cheap.
It's cheap.
Cheap.
Stop being lazy.
Oscar's there take.
And if get an Uber. Get an Uber job. Get a Lyft job. Get anything. You can do whatever you want in this 1099 economy. Stop making excuses. You can buy. Money's there. Do it now.
Buy, don't rent. There we go. Thank you very much. Oscar, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
An Illinois high school has an unconventional Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
An Illinois high Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
An Illinois high school has an unconventional Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Has an unconventional approach to the time-honored tradition of prom. Instead of letting kids pick their own dates, Oscar, they do a draw, and though it sounds totally outlandish, the students at this school are definitely all there for it. Every year since 1926, the juniors and seniors at Aquin High School in Freeport, Illinois, have gotten their prom dates through luck of the draw. They have a drawing for them, according to the Today Show. I think it's Today. The longstanding tradition is a huge hit with students. They put it into a pool, and you get who you get. That's how that works.
Mike, let me jump into the DeLorean and go back to the future, because essentially what this high school has been doing is Tinder for prom, right? They were doing it before anybody else was doing it. Or let's take it to another level, chat roulette for a prom, where you can just simply hook up with anybody randomly, and it's like the lottery, but instead of getting money, you get the couple set up that maybe would have never met, and you know what happens after prom.
Well, actually, Mike, I do. I read the story. You roll the dice to determine how far you get to go with the girl.
Two in the pick, one in the stick.
Hit the alarm.
Hey,
that's totally
not that alarm. This one,
not cool.
Oscar's take.
You're fine. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Do you use Rotten Tomatoes, the website, to decide whether to see a movie, Oscar? Maybe it shouldn't. Rush Hour director Brett Ratner thinks it's bringing down the movie business. He says, quote, "The worst thing that we have in today's movie culture is Rotten Tomatoes. He thinks it's the destruction of the business." Here's his quote. "When I was growing up, film criticism was..."
Hey, who are you?
"I'm Brett Ratner."
Hi, Brett.
"When I was growing up, film criticism was a real art. Now it's about a number, a compounded number of how many positives versus negatives." He says that number is an aggregate and one that nobody can figure out exactly what it means, and it's not always correct. "I've seen some great movies with really abysmal Rotten Tomatoes scores." Mm. Oscar, what is your take on Rotten Tomatoes?
Stop Oscar's your bitching. Take? Numbers and science do not lie.
Right.
Look, yeah. People are voting online, and they may or may not like certain movies. And yes, there are times and instances where you're not going to get it perfectly. But I say the majority of films that are in the fresh category in Rotten Tomatoes, at least in my opinion, are great. They're absolutely great. They
so
actually,
you're all for
they,
it. You're I'm all for that it. Way of
and by the way,
movies.
When I was a kid, all I had was Archie Campbell here on NBC4. And some of his picks were snoozers.
Hey, does Davy Marlon Jones predate you? Davy Marlon Jones was my go-to guy. More flamboyant.
Rob is fishing right now. Davy Marlon Jones.
There we go. He was the last DC broadcaster, Mike, to wear a cape. There you
go. Wonderful. You're listening to Oscar's Take. A new study found out which cars you're most likely to buy and then immediately resell within a year. In other words, think twice before you buy them. The
Kia
top
Soul.
Three are all luck. What?
Kia Soul, Carry, Speedway.
Thank you. The top three are all luxury cars, partly because people realize they can't afford the payments, also because dealers use them as loaners. Here are the top three. Number three, the Mercedes C-Class. Number two, the BMW 5 Series. And number one, the BMW 3 Series. People buy them and they sell them right away, Oscar. I don't know why.
My take is take it away, please, because I have one of those vehicles, Mike, and I quickly realize I can't afford it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's good. That's
and
all
I said,
you were listening.
When can I sell this back without a loss?
Well, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, our final subject for you today. When it comes to seeking out adult viewing, women are most likely to request Harry and Daddy as their Pornhub categories. Size also matters, at least when it comes to porn. Adult website Pornhub is always providing fascinating data as to what people like behind closed curtains. The latest question they've answered is, what kind of body do women want from their men? And judging from the covers of magazines and the leading men in films, you would think it was abs. But no, the fact is, the stats from Pornhub indicate that they look for hairy men when they're looking for their porn.
I had to dig deep for this, gentlemen. As you know, I am a connoisseur in this world, and I would say... for Harry, the only category in the male world would be big old naturals, and a daddy would be the mommy porn, right? So I'll say that.
Okay. All right.
The reason why women...
He just went so much deeper than I've ever been in my
deeper.
Entire
well,
life.
It's Oscar's Take.
It's yes, Oscar's Take.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
Yes. The pony's listening.
And Pony, you know, I think Pony's pretty hairy, so I think he's into this.
The fantasy,
well, Pony's listening and understanding, which deserves me.
Yeah,
as well.
It is.
That's right.
The fantasy that women are looking for men in their lives like their fathers. We've heard that before, right?
Yes.
It's true. Yes. Why wouldn't they search that out in their pornographic lives either, right? They would do the same thing. And know this. I'm happy that women be okay with talking about this. That means that we're getting closer to breaking that glass ceiling.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. We'll do it next week, too. Oscar's Take. They're all things Oscar's good at talking about.
He's very good at talking about big and natural, whatever that is.
Big old natural.
Big old natural. Forgive me. I'll
big
get it right
old
next time.
Natural. Sounds like a new beer. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Oscar's.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Howdy, Matt. And then there's a whole bunch of characters that I don't understand that are pronounced Annyeonghaseyo from Seoul.
That's Korean for hello. Annyeonghaseyo.
Do you know that from your extensive study of the Korean language or because you watch those cartoons?
No, from shopping at Korean grocery stores all the time.
Do you say it?
No. No, because they'll laugh at me and call me stupid.
Annyeonghaseyo, I need carrots.
You shop at Korean grocery stores?
Oh, yeah, H Mart all the time in Centerville.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
I always feel like we're running heroin out of there.
When I was working in Fairfax, I used to go there all the time, not because I wanted to buy anything, but I just liked the smell of dead fish.
I do too. So hey, did you ever go on Tuesday for the lobster races?
Oh, it's just delightful. And the thing is, because they have different safety standards, they race them right on the floor.
Ride one.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He did it.
Last word.
He did it there. Welcome back to the.
To be fair, it's before we spoke.
I like on the floor. I like on the floor line. I was real happy with that line, but it wasn't the last one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. If you don't subscribe to the Bonus Show, listen up. We need you to look at his face.
You think I'm going to talk now? Not a chance.
TMOS Bonus Show.
That was not planned, by the way.
The One Extra Show. I knew it was coming. That One Extra Show a week is what makes the other five shows possible. I'm sorry. So we need your support. We know that once you listen, you will love the Bonus Show. And talk about a bow. It's the highlight of your week. Hey, get the Bonus Show. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. It helps the show enormously. We appreciate that. I can't look up right now. I'm sorry. All right. Let's open up. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Okay.
For the record, all my fault, by the way. Because I make the promos.
Yes.
So,
well, he's
but
your
it
buddy.
Wasn't planned, but you also didn't know that that subject was going to come up during today's program.
It's true.
Yes.
It's
very organic, the piling on.
Yeah, it is. Organic piles. I could push him into an organic pile right about now.
I see Rob's eyes. Rob's eyes, when they narrow, they are narrowing right.
Just two slits.
Oh, my God. How are your sounds this week? It's always Friday's.
How's that?
Friday's sounds are always
fun. Did you get them at H-Mart?
This is certainly a special day for the Audio Vault, Mike. Okay. We've done how many shows?
My microphone's broken.
Counting bonus shows, over 2,000 episodes we've done, and this is by far the best Audio Vault ever.
Nice.
We've done 2,000 episodes of the show?
Yeah, counting the bonus shows. Yeah, this is
like
today? This is number 1,732 of our regular shows, and we've done well over 200 bonuses.
314.
So we are over 2,000 programs.
Yeah, but don't muddy that number, because when we get to that number, we'll want to do something special for the regular shows.
The regular 2,000th show.
Yeah, yeah.
I apologize for using statistics, Oscar.
Okay. No more picking on Rob for the rest.
Remember
show,
when
anybody.
You talked about them? Yes, you like statistics.
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Okay. Do you even want to?
I have something
you
can take.
The Audio Vault if you wanted to.
No. Let's have some fun. I mean, it's Friday and it's the weekend. You know what this is, Mike? Weekend liftoff.
Like Nathan Lane in the Birdcage. Yes.
It's weekend like liftoff, and I want to make sure everyone within the sound of my last word voice has a good weekend. You know, because there's that period of time leading up to Mass when you got Saturday and maybe you want to go out on a date and have some fun. And come home, beat your children. All right.
Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
There's a show called Street Outlaws. It's on Discovery.
Yes. Yeah, I watch Street Outlaws.
And Mac, don't point at me or look at me or say anything.
Oh, don't attack Mac.
No, he's looking for attention now, because you know why? Now is the time that he comes alive. He chooses timing like wonderful. If Mac was part of the U.S. government, he would have dropped an atomic bomb in 1948, 3 years after the end of the war. Now I think is the time to do it, President Truman.
Wow. Oh my
don't
God.
Approach the microphone. Don't speak. Turn away.
Turn away.
This is one of my constant quips.
All right. Let's
so the Street Outlaws, what they've done is they've taken a task chair and they've attached two tanks of nitrous oxide, one facing this way, one facing exactly the opposite way. So, like, do you know the fireworks that you get where they're pinwheels? And if you light them, they spin because the fireworks are shooting out and they propel.
Absolutely. of course I do.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's not helium. It's nitrous.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So they attach the nitrous to a task chair and then they hold like an office chair, a spinning office chair.
Ah.
And so when they open it, the chair is going to spin at a great rate. And okay. and they've got the chair anchored down, and they've got a guy in full protective gear sitting on the chair. It spins much faster than they expected.
Oh,
they call
no.
this, and this is on our YouTube page. I truly, heartily recommend you watch it. I made okay. Pony watch it before the show. It's remarkable. It's called The Redneck Centrifuge.
All right, here we go.
One, two, three.
Hundred miles an hour, spinning around. That's
like
what it looks
G-force.
Like. Yes.
Oh my god! Holy. Ooh, I'm dizzy. Oh now. My god! Sit there for a minute. Sit there for a minute.
Don't move, Asian. Don't move.
Get him out. Get him out.
No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Get him out.
I'm all right. I'm good.
That was amazing.
I was good for about half a second, and then once it went full pull, I knew I was on for a ride. I was like, how much nitrous is in these bottles? I thought you said it was just a little bit. Literally, like my heart touched my rib cage.
He could have died, that
you
guy.
Know, yes. It's so funny. When you said nitrous, I didn't realize they were going to make the chair go with nitrous. I thought they were just going to be laughing their asses off.
Well, no, it was used as a propellant.
Nice.
It's crazy. Yes, you got to check it out. Right. Mike, if I say to you the name Sib Hashian, does it mean anything to you?
Absolutely not.
He was the drummer on the first two Boston albums. The guy with the big afro.
That's right. He died.
He died on a Monsters of Rock cruise or something like that. He was performing on a cruise ship and he passed away. But man, when you think about that first Boston album and
man,
the drumming.
I mean, really, one of the great drummers in the history of rock and roll. Just, I mean, really, this is him.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
67, sad. Fairly young. And Oscar, this will surprise you.
Rob, I just wanted to jump in. Yeah. Go ahead. You finish.
His daughter is currently dating and in a relationship with The Rock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Here's the thing. You're not hearing the licks that you would get, like, from Neil Peart or something like that. But what you're hearing here is just amazing conceptual drumming. You get it from a guy like Mick Fleetwood.
Yes.
You got it from this guy. And just the way the drums are used as a musical instrument. You know, you can't argue with Boston.
Can you think of any album from that era that holds up like Boston's first album?
I don't. I think it's phenomenal. And I remember as a New Englander, because the name of the group was Boston,
yeah.
we were all so excited to have a New England group, you know, even with the name New England in there, Boston. And I love it. And I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for that. And this is a shame. I'll be rocking out with Boston this afternoon, just with this guy's memory. It's
to
great.
All of you millennials that think you're so cool because you just bought a record player, go buy Boston on vinyl. You should have
some
it.
Of us might have already purchased it.
Attaboy.
Yeah,
attaboy.
I actually have Boston. I have that album on vinyl, believe it or not.
Now, this is so great. Jimmy Kimmel is so smart what he did. You know how Mike Huckabee tweets and thinks he's funny?
Oh, I hate it. Makes me want to
Huck Mikeabee has these tweets that are just, they're not even political per se. They're just not funny. So he hired Patton to come out last night and do stand-up, but only using Mike Huckabee's tweets. And
oh my God, do I have to see this?
And bad.
Oh my God.
What's so great is Patton is so good at knowing how to use like a jive setup from a stand-up comic. So here is Patton Oswalt. We'll close with this because time is of the issue. Here is Patton doing stand-up material by Mike Huckabee.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Traveling's weird. Boy, I was in Norway last week. Only English-speaking TV I get at Norway is BBC. Oh, my. It stands for biased, boring crap. It's more effective than Ambien as sleep inducer.
This is Huckabee's tweets he's reading.
You guys like music? I sure do, but one kind of music I don't like, Poop Dog, has nephew named Bow Wow, both bad dogs who advocate murder and sex slavery. Who let the dogs out?
And what's so great, they have him in front of like a brick wall and it says behind him, Yuckabees. Patton, you are the best. And that is awesome. Your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Great show, fellas. Thank you, interns. We appreciate that. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag as the microphone falls to my crotch, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Oscar Santana, our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, and Mr. Rob Spiewak, who I love, this is Mike O'Mara saying, have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.